was taking the tractor to empty the brush that was in the barrel in front of it to down by the creek. The ground was wet. He got to the edge of the bank, and the tractor slipped and rolled over on top of him, throwing him off the tractor into the creek, where he was submerged underwater, and he held his head up. He yelled. My uncle came running. My uncle was 6 years older than Dad. My uncle came running, could not get the tractor off of him. My grandmother came running. She held my dad's head up above the water so that he could breathe as my uncle went to get the neighbors and they called Gilbert's ambulance service. Now, they lived out in the country, and so to get from town to the country, it took a little bit of time. But between my uncle and the neighbors, they got the tractor off of my dad, and my grandmother held his head above water the whole time. He was taken to St. Mary's Hospital, where he was in a lot of pain and he was in a coma for about a week. As he woke up from that coma, there was a young student nurse that was at the hospital. Her name was Dee Koenig. Dee talked to him every night while he was in the hospital late at night because he couldn't sleep. He was in so much pain. And Dee began to talk to my dad about what his life plans were. Dad always assumed he would go to Ohio State in agriculture and run the family farm. But as Dee began to continue to talk to him about what his life plans were and maybe what God was calling him to do, they would read some scripture and they would just have a conversation. Dee changed my dad's life with the Word of God. He then decided that he would go to Heidelberg College at that time, Heidelberg University, and then to seminary to be a pastor. How did you learn the Scriptures? How did you learn to love the Scriptures? Now, the best part about that story is that about 5 years ago, AJ was working at church camp, and Dee's daughter, Mary, was at camp, and there's a picture of them together. And then just before Dad's 55th ordination anniversary in June, Dee called me, and we had a conversation about Dad and how she changed all of our lives by loving the Scriptures enough to talk about the Word being a light for the path. How did you learn to love the Scriptures? Now, I knew parts of that story throughout my life, but I had never heard the whole part of that until I began to write some of Dad's memoirs down, and also until I talked to Dee and her son-in-law, Bob, who is a pastor that I know. How did you learn to love the Scriptures? What is your path? Who is lighting your path? Is it a small dot or is it a wide light? Augustine, in the early days, said this: "For the Word is a light, not a lamp. A lamp is something created, not the Creator." Think about that. I think it doesn't matter if it's a light or a lamp. It's God helping to lead us and guide us in our lives. Now I'm going to need some help. You need to put your little fingers up, and you're going to sing with me. And I'm pretty sure you know what we're going to sing. Think about the path that you're on, the path that you're following. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. How did you learn to love the Scriptures? What path are you being led on? You see, our whole person, our whole being is surrounded by God's Word. Let me tell you a little secret. Most pastors want to be relevant in the world and what we talk about and how we act. And if we can't be super relevant, we at least want to be effective. You see, as pastors, lots of times we deal in words. But words aren't all it's about. I want to be pushing to be the hands and feet of Christ in the world in which we live here in Fairfield County. I want that light to shine. The path that we are on, we can't just stay inside here. We need to get out and share the path, the light, with others. That love that Ross sang about. How did you learn to love the Scriptures? How are your hands and feet sharing the love of Christ? How is the path that you are on having many branches? You know, it's about being faithful. Yes, I want to be relevant, and yes, I want to be effective, but I want to be faithful more than anything. The psalmist offers us this alternative word, to be faithful. In the text that we have today, the psalmist talks about to teach me your ordinances, your order, to show me your righteous ordinances, your word, your law, your precepts, your commandments, your decrees, your statutes. The psalmist wants us to be faithful. And it's not just about following on the path, it's also about prayer. In our path that we are on, we need to be about prayer as well. When have you felt that you have felt all the world on your shoulders, and then all of a sudden it's lifted because of prayer? When I was ordained 29 years ago, in my local church at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Carmel, Indiana, I knelt in front, and the hands of all the clergy came upon my head, and then the hands of everybody that was gathered. You could feel the weight. And I tell you that because I've been invited to do the ordination sermon for one of my colleagues, Terry Williams, in October. And he's going to feel the weight and the hope of that prayer. Because you see, even though it's been 29 years, you remember the weight of the faithfulness and the prayer that surrounds us. Feeling the prayer every day. Pushing us to follow the path. The light. Thy word is a lamp upon our feet and a light upon our path. How did you learn to love the Scriptures? I think what we need to be about is praying with our feet, being faithful on that path, standing up and getting outside of our own walls and following the light that shines. So again, this time we're going to shine that light all over Fairfield County. Will you join me? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine all over all the world, I'm going to let it shine. Shine all over all the world, I'm going to let it shine. Shine all over all the world, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Will you join me on the path that we are on, the light and the lamp of God shining in us, being the feet and the hands, sharing the light of Christ in all we do. How did you learn to love the Scriptures? Share that light. Amen.